Hello! And welcome to episode 36 of Modern Media Review, the podcast that's finishing off 2019 as optimistically as it started, or at least that's what I'm saying. I'm Robin Gibson.
And I'm Sean Golightly. And just as the decade draws to a close, Robin, it reminded me a little bit, well, it shows how life moves on, really. I was reminded about where I spent New Year's Eve 1999, and it was on the guest list for Cream at the Brixton Academy. I think 20 years on, I'm not going to be doing that. I'm more likely to be watching Jules Holland's Hootenanny. What about you?
Did you actually get in, or were you just on the guest list?
I was on the guest list and got in.
Right.
It was very good. I mean, I understood none of the DJs. I didn't know people were cheering when they changed. Just all sounded quite similar to me.
But why did you go?
Well, because it was quite cool and I had a few cool friends going, so I went with them.
I see.
But the upside of it was that there was nobody at the bar. It was very easy to buy lager. Everyone else seemed to be entertained in different ways.
Yeah, they think they're sniffing glue nowadays, aren't they?
Well, get back. Maybe we could get back into a bit of Yoo-Hoo in the crisp bag.
Well, given the Christmas TV schedules, I think sniffing glue and possibly going out to smash up the odd phone box is a lot more inviting than what's been on the telly this Christmas, hasn't it?
It's very true. The Christmas schedule, I think what's on TV said it all, didn't it, Robin?
Well, we had to pick that out, didn't we? Last year we reviewed the Christmas schedules, and this year I was looking at a copy of what's on TV round at my old man's, and it turns out that the cover picture is exactly the same. Danny Dyer is Mrs. and the kid, except they flipped it. He's on the right-hand side now instead of the left.
It's slightly understandable. We may laugh at it, but it's slightly understandable given that the Christmas schedule seemed to be exactly the same TV-wise. It seemed to me it was from about 1976 that we had a massive run of Morecambe and Wise, Mrs. Brown's Boys. I mean, that's classic 1970s humour.
But they actually dredged up some unseen two Ronnies from Australia, didn't they? I think there's some sort of Photoshop factory churning this stuff out. Unseen two Ronnies. We'll be getting unseen Mrs. Brown Boys in 30. Years time, won't we?
Well, if I see four candles another time, I think I'll top myself.
But on the other hand, if you are stuck in a New Year's Eve watching, or Hogmanay I should say, up here watching Hootenanny, Stormzy's on it this year.
Yeah, which is a big one for you.
Well, no, not for me as such, but he's definitely made it now.
Well,
I always said this, that, you know, he's not going to be responsible for Grime crossing over, just him crossing over.
That's very true. Although he picked the wrong horse in the general election, didn't he?
Yeah, but his heart's in it. You can't deny that. Before we get into all this review of the year,
okay,
can we just say one thing I like to review is how many people have subscribed to us on YouTube.
Thousands, so over the Christmas period.
If you're listening to us on YouTube, subscribe and leave a comment or something. If you listen to us on Spotify, follow us. You can do that on Spotify. And if you listen on Google or iTunes, subscribe there as well. And stick a review in iTunes if you can be bothered, because we've got some nice 5-star ratings, but no reviews. Which is a bit bad for a review podcast, isn't it?
No reviews. We had a couple of interesting messages from subscribers, one of whom told us he was listening to our latest podcast in the bath. Which...
No, I think you got that wrong. He was listening to today's tune in the bath.
Oh, was he? I thought he was listening to us wittering on.
No, he's listening to Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, okay, well, that's fair enough. Should have been listening to us, obviously.
No, you don't want to fall asleep in a hot bath.
No.
Whereas Sly and the Family Stone would make them splash about. Anyway, to go back to the review of the year, less stuff about people in the bath. What were the important podcasts we did? Well, none, really, but the first one of the year that was really on the zeitgeist was the Bross...
Yes, absolutely.
...comeback podcast, wasn't it? And at the time, did we not think it was a very clever move by them to make a sort of ironic documentary where they looked a bit dim, but it was all going to relaunch their career and they had this gig at Brixton Academy and all that sort of thing? But did they even make it? They didn't even make it back as B-list celebs, did they?
Well, the problem was that... They made it onto the Brit Awards, but they became figures of fun, which I thought was very unfair because, you know, it's very easy to bring somebody. It's like Bring Me My Fool. They weren't jesters. I mean, it was a fantastic documentary. They made some good music and they made a lot of women of a certain age very happy.
But when did they make some good music?
In the 80s. Come on, I Owe You Nothing. It's a classic, Robin.
Oh, see, I thought you meant this year. No, but I was expecting to see them turn up on I'm a Celebrity or Strictly or something like that.
They're too big for that, mate.
So they were at the Brit Awards. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they made really schneidy remarks at them.
Oh, did they? Yeah. I've forgotten a lot. I've forgotten most of this year already. But no, one person I haven't forgotten is Elon Musk, who is, is my... We did talk about him during our entrepreneur podcast, and he is my man of the year.
Well, he's certainly been in the news.
Well, he topped it off by, as you told me, I didn't even realise he'd got off.
Yeah.
He's got off with his pedo-calling trial.
Well, which is astonishing, really. I mean, I don't want to sound cynical, but it seems that in America, money guarantees not guilty verdict. Did you see the absolute nonsense that his brief came out with when he was defending his use of the word pedo guy? And he said in America, that's just a bit like calling someone a bit creepy, you know, a bit of a creepy guy.
Well, he wants to come and try that round here in Paisley, mate, calling someone a pedo guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, I mean, why don't you go out in Paisley tonight and daub pedo guy across a few people's houses? I think that'll be all right. Nothing will happen, I'm sure.
Elon doesn't daub, though, does he? He does everything from his control tower or wherever he lives.
In actual fact, I'm going to tweet Elon tomorrow calling him a creepy guy. I'm sure that'll be okay. Sod it. I'm just going to call him a pedo guy. I'm sure he'll understand.
Well, it's restored his faith in humanity, apparently.
Not surprised.
I don't get this guy, really. He just seems to be absolutely...
spaced out?
Teflon. He's just announced, in the wake of, I mean, quite a long week, but in the wake of that guy totaling himself in his car while he was watching a DVD of Harry Potter...
Yeah.
Tesla's just announced that they're bringing Disney Plus to the vehicle soon.
Well, that's a good thing, Robin, because obviously the car might prefer Disney to Hogwarts.
The car's got nothing to do with it. It's the driver's not meant to take his hands off the wheel, is he?
Well, what's the point of a driverless car, then?
Well, you're meant to still pay attention to what's going on.
Well, I'm not buying into that.
What is the point of all this, and how dangerous is it? Added to which, they appear to still be exploding like his spaceship.
Well, that's because he's basically made them out of Meccano to a pattern from Flash Gordon 1935.
I loved his tweet saying, you know, his artist's impression of the spaceship, saying obviously the real thing will have windows, etc. Obviously.
Well, you know.
So you can see where you're going. As long as it's got Disney Plus, it doesn't really matter, does it? Why pay attention to where you're heading in the cosmos when you can watch Frozen?
Yeah, or Frozen 2, hopefully.
It's out now, yeah.
It is out now, in all good cinemas, and some bad ones. But it was interesting about him sending coffee up, because...
Was it?
Justin, well, it was really, because it made me think of... I was listening to the news today, and Justin Bieber's been moaning on Twitter about his local Canadian coffee shop, which has changed the design of the plastic top, where he can't get enough slurp into it, which I do have a bit of a sympathy with him about, really.
I don't use those. I take those tops off.
Well, I normally did, but people look at me in a funny way when I do that.
Do they? It's like walking in LA, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Why are you walking? I mean, should be obviously be arrested.
Well, anyway, the point is to find out if coffee beans are going to be able to grow in outer space. And if they do, will they taste different?
Well, you'd imagine so.
I've got no idea.
You know.
Anyway, let's forget Elon Musk and get on to veganuary.
Okay. Are you doing it?
No, but everyone's at it now. We were way ahead of the curve there, weren't we?
We were way ahead of the curve. Again. Do you know what? We're a little bit like Cassandra, where we foretell the future, but we're cursed by the fact that no one believes us.
I think everyone believed veganuary because now you can't move in Aldi and Tesco for vegan food. And it made me think about saying Elon Musk is man of the year. Obviously, it's only mine. But the person of the year, the Time person of the year, Greta Thunberg, she reminds me of all this stuff. She's like the modern equivalent of my old favourite anarchist punk band, Crass. It's sort of... He used to shame you into giving up bacon and make you feel guilty about putting milk in your tea and stuff. Except she's more widespread and omnipresent than Crass, isn't she?
She is, absolutely. Why isn't she at school?
Why should she go to school? What is the point of going to school when the planet's literally on fire?
Well, she needs to, you know, we need our basics, our ABC, our 3 R's she needs to learn, yeah?
Put the fire out first and then worry about it.
If Michael Gove was in charge... This girl would be, well, she'd be in detention for a start. Never mind trotting around the world gobbing off about global warming, which is not a fact. Fake news.
He'd keep her to the Magna Carta. And,
dates of kings and queens. Yeah, dates of kings and queens of England, nowhere else.
Yeah, the Battle of the Bosworth Field.
1485.
Is it? How do you know that?
because Michael Gove was round here lecturing me the other day.
You had a proper English curriculum, didn't you?
We did, mate, yes.
I think she's right. We've got to put out the fire before we start learning our ABCs.
So what you're saying is that it's all well and good learning our kings and queens of England.
You tell that to someone sitting in Australia burning to death right now, mate.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah. And she can speak two languages anyway.
Only two?
Yeah, because they've got at least two. They've got better schooling over there, obviously. Can you speak languages?
Oh, don't make me laugh. We've got the best education system in the world, best police force, best parliament, best fire service, best army. Or have we?
No, we haven't got any of that anymore.
No, they've all gone. They've all been laid off.
Well, we've got this weird scenario now where we've had this election and there's a sort of Brexit's done and there's this kind of warm glow about Boris Johnson. He's gone to the Caribbean for New Year, I believe, for a little holiday.
That's only £40,000 a week, by the way, that little villa.
But in the meantime, where I am in Paisley during the festive season, all the news in the paper is about food banks and stuff like that.
Food banks, isn't it for people that are sort of like have a temporary cash flow problem?
Yeah, because of universal credit, because they've had a delay in getting their payment, which is a nice way of saying they haven't got any money at all.
Yeah, it's a temporary cash flow thing. It's not because they're potless and starving.
There seems to be a kind of disconnect between what's meant to have happened and what is actually happening.
Well, you can say what you want nowadays. No one's fact-checking you. That's so 20th century.
You know, when we did the Royal Family podcast,
yeah,
we weren't aware of some of the facts about Prince Andrew, were we?
And his appointments.
We were just sitting there blithely taking the piss and saying things like, well, he doesn't seem to have much in his schedule. He probably does a lot of stuff that isn't on the official engagements list. How right we were.
Easy. I mean, he might be a creepy guy.
It's all dead now, his engagement page on royal.uk.
Yeah, but come on.
And his Instagram feed has just got a statement on it. He continues to unequivocally regret everything.
I tell you what he probably really regrets is his ill-judged decision to go on Newsnight with Emily Maitlis. Have you seen in the New Year's Honours list that his PR team all got gongs for that?
Is that right? Yeah. They did not.
No, they didn't. No. I mean, it was incredible to show somebody so clear as day as being a complete dolt.
Well, I don't know who advised him to do it, but
I think it was Beatrice and Sarah Ferguson, wasn't it?
I've lost interest in the royal family.
Well, I heard a load of children being mentioned at Sandringham, and I didn't even know who half of them were. A load of new names. I mean, they're like rabbits. If you leave them alone for more than sort of like 3 weeks, there's a whole load more of them.
Apparently they want to thin it out.
A little cull.
Charles and the other one who's in favour, William, they're cooking up some scheme to streamline the whole operation.
Well, maybe what we need to do is tweet Charles and say there's a myxomatosis outbreak near Sandringham. There might be some sort of cull.
Well, he should know about that sort of thing with his husbandry.
Well, exactly. Well, just before we wrap up the royal family, I mean, didn't it show, as I said, what a dolt this man was? And this guy was out negotiating business contracts, apparently, in Saudi Arabia and the like. All he was like was Jack and the Beanstalk, where he was sent to market with a cow. And, you know, you'd expect him to come back with beans on the back of this, how astute he is.
But did he actually negotiate in, or was he just in a big sort of jolly up?
Well, now you do wonder about that, don't you?
But we don't know. We don't know what any of them get up to. There's no transparency about it at all unless they crash their car into a member of the public.
Well, just to wrap it up, I guarantee you this time next year we'll be talking about his comeback.
Well, I reckon by this time next year, Charlie will be king.
Whoa, okay.
Well, the Queen can't go on much longer.
Well, God bless her, the Queen. She's one of... I don't mind the Queen.
Do you? I don't you? I do.
Okay.
As a thing. I mean, there's no actual evidence that she's a bad person as such, but that's about the best thing you can say about her, isn't it?
Oh, shocking. Look at the amount of tourism she brings into this country, Robin.
They'd come anyway. They'd come to see fucking Buckingham Palace, mate, not the Queen.
They would not. Any time that I've been in London and I take a squint out of my
eye...
Whoa,
wait a minute. You can't go round. You can't arrive here on your holiday flight, check into your hotel... I'd go down to Buckingham Palace and see the Queen, can you? All you can see is a palace. This stuff about the Queen, it's not the Queen that brings in the money, it's all the baubles.
No, no. If I'm wandering along St James's or Pall Mall or anything like that, I take a little squint through my fingers, and if I see the Royal Standard is up, I'll check it out.
I think the Queen should have to, if she's going to justify herself, she should have to walk up and down the street, that street.
Pall Mall.
No, not Pall Mall, the Mall. She should walk along swinging her handbag in a jaunty fashion. Maybe doing a little sort of hip shake as well.
No, she should have
every day at noon.
She should have to give selfies to all the tourists that are there each day.
Then you could justify this earning the money thing.
Doing a peace sign at the same time.
Anyway, what else did we review? Icons, that was a lot of patronising shit. They won't be doing that again, will they? Who remembers Alan Turing now?
Well, we got stung on that, if you remember. We thought we had it wrapped with Nelson Mandela at a price. And this bloody Alan Turing wins it. What's that all about? And no one, if you said to somebody now, who's Alan Turing, they'd be looking at you blankly, going, was he Christmas number one?
No, I much preferred, my favourite thing we reviewed was the government's Brexit advice website, which was a fantastic smorgasbord of non-information about what might or might happen, depending on what was going to happen. And it's even worse now. Have you looked at it recently?
No, I haven't.
It just says things like, I looked up driving, because that was a fraught matter, wasn't it? Different rules will apply for different international driving. Do people know any of this stuff?
No. Nope.
You need different types. There's three types of international driving permit, depending on what country you're going to. A 1926 IDP, a 1949 IDP, and a 1968 IDP. I don't know where those numbers come from, but it pretty much sounds like the kind of eras we're heading back to after Brexit, doesn't it? I'm going for the 1968 Swingin' London one.
Exactly. I think
you don't want a 1949 IDP. When you go abroad, you have to take rations only with you.
You would, and the rations weren't great then.
This is unbelievable. If you're going through France to Andorra, you're going to need two different IDPs.
Okay. Well, I won't be doing that. But having said that, post-Brexit, I now think that once we rock off the boat at Calais and drive through Europe, all you have to do is put your GB sticker on the front and no one can stop you. You can just drive through wherever you want.
That's right. We've got our stickers back, haven't we? And there's another good one. I mean, I've looked at it all. There's another good bit about making payments, saying you may be charged more for using credit or debit cards to pay for things.
What?
When you buy from companies in the EU or Iceland, even countries that aren't in the EU. It's even that we're worse off with everyone now. Countries that aren't in the EU as well as countries that are in the EU.
Fake news. Fake news.
Nah, mate. Nah, it's appalling. The whole thing's totally vague as well. If you look at the downside of the things we've viewed, it's all like a bit of a dystopia, the whole thing. And I remember when you talked to Alexa. We've ended the year where everyone's got these voluntarily invited these spying data collecting devices into their homes and given them to each other for Christmas presents.
Well, again, we knew, and I hear you've locked Alexa away somewhere.
Well, I'm ahead of the curve because I put her in the cupboard straight after we did the podcast. I'm not having that nonsense.
Can you hear this?
You know?
She's jumping in. Alexa, we're talking about you, Alexa.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, I can't believe you still got it switched on.
Well, I didn't realise I had until she fucking piped up. So she's bloody recording us at the moment.
But I know for a fact you don't just have Alexa.
No. Well, this was a bit by mistake because we've got Google Dot in the house as well, which I didn't realise it was in a drawer somewhere. But the problem is in my house now, Google's upstairs and the A-bomb is down here in my telly room. And it's like going back to the 1950s. It's like Cold War. Alexa spying on me downstairs. Google spying on me upstairs. And they're sharing information. Have you heard this? They're going to share information with each other, these companies.
No, they're not.
They are. So we're going to have a worldwide web of spies in our house.
Yeah, that's really discomforting news, isn't it? Coming to the end of the year, obviously, we talked about Dominic Cummings, of whom I don't think we've seen nothing yet, although there is some news that he might give up to go in for an operation.
A lobotomy, hopefully.
And he eventually, yes, I don't think so, probably to get a chip put in. He got it done, didn't he?
He did get it done.
He got the slogan written and then Boris Johnson kept repeating it until everyone believed in it and then it got done.
The most incredible thing about Cummings is he turned the British political lexicon into three words, which was get Brexit done.
Yeah, which is better than get well soon, isn't it? Which is what it should really have been.
And apparently he's bringing out a new thesaurus as well, where every single word in the English dictionary is going to be just related to Brexit.
The thing is, he's done it.
Yes.
And he's foisted this lot on us for another 5 years, which should give us plenty of media review material. But it worries me a bit. I mean, you were talking about the New Year's honour list recently and the fact that Ian Duncan Smith has got one.
Well deserved, I mean.
Well, I've got to ask why the guy who's the architect of Universal Credit, which is literally causing people to kill themselves.
Well, he deserved it. He's probably saving the NHS millions by these people dropping off.
Well, it's what I said about the Tories' ultimate goal has been achieved, which is the plateauing and now decreasing a level of life expectancy in the UK.
You're such a cynic.
Well, he's obviously been instrumental in that, and that must be why he's got one.
Well, there was also controversy about Dame Alison Saunders, former Director of Public Prosecutions, who was in charge when all those failed investigations into high-profile sex crime allegations was going on. She was a Dame Commander of the Order of Bath.
Why?
I think for failing to get dozens of rape trials to court and screwing up all these sort of like sex crime allegations.
Ah, yes. Here it is. It all ties in quite nicely because in one of these stories it's described as the new phenomenon of rewards for failure.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Dominic Cummings actually says in his infamous blog that failure is the new success.
Well, he's spot on again. That should be your man of the year, Robin.
No, I've exaggerated a bit. He said failure is normal and not something to be avoided. And neither is an award in the New Year's Honours list.
That's true.
If you fail at that level, it's very hard to avoid an award like that.
And you deserve it, don't you?
Yeah, we haven't got any.
We haven't yet.
Anyway, before we wrap up 2019, which is pretty soon, isn't it, the end?
It is.
Not the end, but the end of, you know, the year. Who would you give one to, Sean?
Well, I'm not a fan of these honours lists, Robin. You know, because what happens is some lollipop lady from down the road gets an CBE or an MBE, and while Duncan Smith gets a fucking knighthood and all the rest. I mean, who the hell wants a CBE? If I got that, I'd be gutted. I mean, it's nothing, is it? What the fuck is it? Commander of the British Empire. Command what? A, there is no British Empire, and I don't get a silly suit to wear that I'm a commander.
Well, not yet. It's coming back, mate. The Empire's coming back, didn't you know?
I want a funny little suit like Elton John used to wear on stage, you know, some sort of faux military thing, where I could hang all my medals across it.
I'm hoping to be myself put in charge of Kashmir, because hopefully we can get back to sorting out that sort of stuff now that we've got the Empire back.
Exactly. I'm going to reinvade America.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
And when I fail, I'd like a knighthood, thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure you will. Rewards all round for failure. And on that failing note, we'll wrap up 2019, but we're back early in 2020 with a review of something or other.
Nice to know that we've got 2020 as well planned out as 2019, Robin.
We've got it wrapped, mate.
Okay.
And in between, we hope you have a fantastic New Year.
Definitely.
Celebration. Well, no one's saying the New Year's going to be fantastic, but the celebration at least.
Well, it never is.
You can always dream.
That's another con.
It's only now. It's not 20 years ago when you were getting into the drug-addled...
Cream do at Brixton Academy. Guest list, mate.
Bang in the house, ease of goods.
Yeah, exactly. Change days, eh?
Yeah, you enjoy the hootenanny, mate.
I will do.
Say goodnight and have a cup of tea.
Thanks for listening.
Good night, everyone. Thanks a lot. Bye.